So we're back with the long weekend, no sleep till Philly. Jesus, this was really long. This was really long. So
Yes.
yeah. I love how a lot of people were complaining on social media. It was like really fucking hilarious to me. I loved it because it was just so fucking idiotic. It's like everybody was complaining, like, oh, Elimination Chamber is on at 4 o'clock in the morning. Hey, who's up? Like, guys, are you watching? And I'm just laughing, like, dude, like, I'm literally watching wrestling right now as you guys are like, hey, who's up? Wow, I just woke up. It's like, no, I'm into like the sixth match in New Japan right now. Like, I'm not even close to finish, guys. Chill. Like, yeah, it was a long night. So,
I respect you for it. It takes a fucking super fan, like a monster to do that shit. Like, I struggled.
We'll get into the Elimination Chamber a little bit later. Well, that's going to be the closer, but there was a lot that happened this whole entire week. So let's start off with Rampage, because to be honest, like, I watched Rampage and I just was like, I was kind of bored because I knew like there was like a bunch of stuff that was going on. And I was like, oh, I'm kind of bored here, but like there was nothing really that was like super like stand out-ish. Like they started off with a six three-way six men, and it was very weird because like one of the teams had nothing to do with nothing, and I was very confused because they had Private Party and I forgot who and Evan Bourne. Private Party and Evan Bourne was a team. Then they had Top Flight Security as a team. Then they had Penta, Commander, and Brian Keith. I was so confused. I'm like, they don't even go together. Like, what happened there? Like, why did they put those people together? Like, it was weird.
I was singing to myself that old Sesame Street song, one of these things is not like the other. Like, why the hell was fucking Evan Bourne with a fucking Private Party?
Like that, like, yeah, it was so random. Like, it was like, yeah, we just threw a third person in these. And I'm like, why? There was no reason for it. I'm like, it just was random as shit. It was just so random. Like, I don't know what made them go, like, yeah, like, that's a thing. And I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So, yeah.
And correct me if I'm wrong, there's a feud between Private Party and the fucking Top Flight boys, right? Where
Yep.
does Penta and them fit in?
I don't
They
know. I think
don't,
this was,
right?
they don't. I just think this was like a random six man type thing. I don't think it like had no merit on anything. It was just like a random thing. That's what I'm thinking. Because like maybe this was like to get like challengers, because they never said exactly what happened. They never said why this is happening. They was like, yeah, this thing, and it was like, okay, like this is what I wanted to know. Like, okay, why was this thing a thing? It was like, this thing, I guess. I was like, okay, but yeah, like then Brian Keith and Penta and them won, which was like, okay, I guess that's a good thing, maybe.
Mean, Brian Keith got the win, if I'm not mistaken, right? So,
Yeah, he did.
yeah.
So I was like, okay, what was the point? But whatever. So then we had a backstage with Saraya and Harley Cameron, and Saraya's basically talking shit about Ruby. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Saraya just goes, yeah, well, I got backup. My brother, Zach signed to AEW. I'm like, what? Where did this fit in?
Cause she wanted to hook up Ruby with him, which that's weird as shit.
Okay, so like it's not completely like batshit weird, because I've heard of people like trying to hook their sibling up with their best friend so they can keep everybody together. And like that's not why it's like not completely weird, but it's like you just all of a sudden said, yeah, he's here and he's signed. And then like you want him to beat Angelo's ass, and it's like I
That
really
part's
don't give,
weird.
yeah, like I don't care about this. Like I don't give a shit. This is really fucking weird. This is really fucking weird. And then Speaking of, also weird, we had Nicholas and Matthew come out for a tag team match against two indie wrestlers, and they beat them, and they had a finisher, which is now called the Tony Khan Driver. And I literally, like, the first thing I saw on Twitter was, like, Dave Meltzer goes, well, I'm sure this is going to make a lot of people mad, because you know that he's just, like, a sarcastic asshole. And he's just like, yep. I don't know why you just, like, you keep just, like, pushing this narrative and then just acting like you're not pushing a narrative and then just, like, get mad when people say that you're pushing a narrative when you're literally pushing a narrative and it's such a fucking idiot thing. And, like, it bothers me because he knows his fucking history, but he's always pushing this goddamn narrative of this tribalist bullshit and then complaining about the tribalist bullshit, but literally going on the internet and making the tribalist bullshit worse. So it's like, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, literally, you cannot have your cake and eat it too.
I hate that.
So the Young Bucks won, and then they wanted to beat up Tony Schiavone, and they wanted to yell at Excalibur. It was really fucking weird. Like, I'm so checked out of the Young Bucks side of this thing and Darby, like, feud. I'm checked out of the Young Bucks side. I don't give a fuck. I am not a fan of the Young Bucks. Whatever. So then Sammy Guevara comes out, and Sammy Guevara basically just says, hey, I want to fight Will Hobbs. And I want to fight Will Hobbs in a no DQ match. I was like, okay. Okay. Like, I don't know why, because Don Callis came out and he's like, yeah, I want to fight him in a no DQ match. And they just start brawling. And it's like, but why? Like, also, but why is this feud happening? But why? Like, can we just, like, end this? Like, no more Don Callis family, please?
They have to, quote unquote, end it properly, because, you know, they took out Jericho. They took out Sammy for a minute. So that's the whole reason. I'm not saying I like it, but that's the reason.
It makes no sense. And another thing that bothers me about this whole Don Callis family thing, that it's the Wrestling Observer Awards came out, and we kind of don't usually touch them because they're usually, like, random as shit. But this is, like, one award that I wanted to point out was, so Manager of the Year, they voted Don Callis as Manager of the Year. And I'm like, how the fuck did you vote Don Callis as Manager of the Year? What the fuck did he do that was actually any good? That was any good that you're like, oh my God, he really helped this storyline. When Paul Heyman is a way distant second, it's like, wait, Paul is literally there. And then the bad part is, like, even if you're, like, not a WWE fan, Prince Nana was not even, like, in the top three. And it's like, hold up, like, Prince Nana is literally a fucking manager that does stuff. Where's Stokely? Like, even where's Stokely? And it's like, you give it to fucking Don Callis? Like, Don Callis has done nothing but run his mouth and be, like, completely dry, boring. He's like chicken, like fucking boiled chicken with no seasoning and just, like, the driest fucking thing ever. And it's like, dude, like, why did you vote him as manager? It's insane.
I'll even put one on the list that you can or cannot consider her a manager, depending on your perspective on it, right? Julia Hart, when, like, she wasn't wrestling and she was just, like, leading the House of Black to the ring and all that, they were fucking six-man tag team champions and whatever. They had a good year with her, like, as a manager. That was all good.
But Don Callis gets the vote of Manager of the Year. That made no fucking sense at all. Like when I seen that award, everything else was, like, not questionable except for Dynamite winning the best wrestling show of the year and Collision was number two. And it's like, no, Collision should have been one. Dynamite is number two. And then somebody tried to explain it that, oh, but all the news and everything comes out of Dynamite. No. This said the best pro wrestling weekly show. It said best pro wrestling weekly show, and from week to week, Collision is way better than Dynamite. Dynamite is just, like, basically, oh, Dynamite is, like, Raw, like, in a microdose. Like, Collision is wrestling, like, a real wrestling show. And it's like, nah, this is number two. And it was a distant number two, too. And it's like, no, it should have been number one. Dynamite shouldn't have won. Like, Collision should have been first. Dynamite should have been second. It's like, what are you talking about? It was very weird. we're off that and we're getting back in the Rampage because Sky Blue comes out and basically says she wants to beat up Stokely or Chris Statlander or Willow, any of them. I want to beat up any of them. And Julia said, well, you figure out who you want to beat up and we'll beat them up. Okay. So that's the thing. Apparently Julia Hart is kind of injured. I'm not sure what her injury is, but apparently she's kind of injured. They said not officially, but she's kind of injured.
Okay.
So yeah, that sets up for Sky Blue and either Chris Statlander or Willow. We find out on Collision exactly who that is. So then we had Mariah May versus Anna Jay. And Mariah May picks up the win because why would you beat Mariah May anytime? Like, she's brand new. You shouldn't beat her anytime now. And she beat Anna Jay. And this was like, it was a too competitive match because like Anna Jay just kept like coming back. And it was like, you shouldn't have did that. Like, you should have just got destroyed. Like, nothing against Anna Jay, but like, you're still trying to make Mariah May feel like special. So Mariah May should have had like more just like offense on her. But like, no, they was like, no, we're going to do 50-50 and make it feel like, yeah, Anna Jay had a chance. And it's like, but why? Like I said, nothing against her. It's like, but we're building up Mariah May. We can reheat up Anna Jay anytime. So why not make Anna just feel, I mean, Mariah feel like this monster, but whatever.
I feel like they only treat you like a monster when you are a monster, like Wardlow. Like, otherwise, they always do the 50-50 thing.
Yeah, I don't like that because, like, if you totally make somebody feel dynamic, the show, like, when that person, like, gets to win and be like, yeah, no, that person definitely deserves it. So I'd be like, I guess they deserved it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I got you. I understand.
Yeah. So then we have Ruby Soho and Angelo Parker, and they were talking. And basically, they were just talking about the whole Saraya thing. Yeah, sure.
They're getting engaged. I smell it. It's going to be a wedding thing.
Bro, I really, like, fucking just date. Just, like, date for, like, I want them to date and then, like, at least date for, like, a year instead of just, like, getting engaged. Like, what the fuck? Like, date. Just do a date thing. Like, and, like, the wedding thing is, like, played out. Date and then, like, have dating drama. That's it.
Yeah.
So then we get to the main event, and it's Jake Hager versus Roderick Strong. And Roderick beats Jake Hager. And this is one of the funniest things where people was like, oh, they're in Jake Hager's hometown. He's going to beat Roderick Strong. And it's like, Roderick Strong is trying to fight Orange Cassidy. What the fuck do you, what, like, what sense does that make having him lose? Like, what is wrong with people?
Exactly. But at least they gave him back his hat, so they're probably going to do something with that in the future. But he should not, like, have won that match.
The hat is his power-up. Once he puts it on, he's supposedly strong, but he died anyway, so...
yeah.
Like, it meant nothing, so... Yeah. It was such a... The fact that it was such a nothing episode of Rampage that I was like, eh... And part of me, like, felt like I should have skipped it, but, like, because not only we do the podcast, but, like, I want to know what's going to happen, I watched it and still was like, eh. Like, this is exactly how I felt. It was like, eh.
But out of the three AEW shows, like, Rampage is always the tentative, skippable one that you feel like skipping. Not just you, but anybody in general, you know, like, because I feel like that, too.
Yeah, because, like, it doesn't, like, nothing ever happens on there. Like, there's no setup. There's no anything. It's just, like, over. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So then we had Powerhouse Hobbs versus Sammy Guevara on Collision. And I said this, like, just a few minutes ago. Like, they set up this being a no DQ match, everything. Like, mind you, I knew that on Rampage, after being awake for about 15 hours straight, well, not 15 hours, probably like 24 hours, being awake for 24 hours straight when Collision comes on, I'm literally just sitting there going, wait, when the fuck did this become a fucking no DQ match?
You forgot.
Like, I totally like blanked out. In this match, like, Will Hobbs grabbed Kevin Kelly and made him take off his belt, and then he beat Sammy Guevara. Sammy jumped off the hugest ladder onto two tables on the Will Hobbs. And it's just like, okay, they're really trying to kill each other, aren't they? Like, they really was... Well, not so much they were trying to kill each other, Sammy was trying to kill Will Hobbs. And then, like, he did all of that just to get back in the ring at the very end, and Will Hobbs just slams him through a fucking table. And it's over. And it's like, well, that was anticlimactic.
Right.
Like I really thought it would be more than that. It was like, nope, he just picked him up and just slammed him. Oh, okay, well, Jesus. That was a thing.
Hopefully it's not over after that, then.
I hope so. So, and this is, so they went to the back and they did a promo with Jon Moxley and Claudio. So I'm expecting them to say something completely different than what they said. I was really like, everything they were talking about, I expected something completely different than what they said. So they start talking and they're just like, yo, y'all did that shit the other day. We lost a tag match because the time limit, but y'all claim to be really good tag team. We're going to be in Greensboro, North Carolina, and that's where tag teams are from, blah, blah, blah. And we're going to have a tag team match. And I was like, you're just going to go with a tag team match. Like, there was no stipulation. Like, no tornado, no extra shit, just tag team match. Tag team match. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, doesn't that seem weird?
We add something to that before.
It's only a week left, and, like, don't you feel like they would, like, it should have been more?
No, 100% they should have added more, but they're probably going to do it last second, as, like, AEW tends to do.
So then we had FTR versus Lee Moriarty and Shane Taylor. This was a really good match, but, like, I could mm-hmm. see in this match where there was, like, lots of cracks between Shane Taylor and Lee Moriarty, because, like, it was a couple of spots where, like, Shane and Lee just weren't on the same page. And I'm like, all right, so are they going to eventually tell the story? And I bet you any amount of money, someone out there is like, dude, they're telling it on Ring of Honor. No one watches Ring of Honor. Like, seriously, no one watches
Absolutely Ring of Honor. No one. Except so, like, that one person bitching at us.
Yeah, it's like, if they're telling the story over there, no one's watching it, and, like, just whatever. But, like, then after the match, FTR just goes, you know what, BBC? You're on. We'll have a tag team match at Revolution. There should be a stipulation here. Like, I'm waiting for somebody to say, like, stipulation? No, just tag match. All right. Well, I guess it's just a tag match.
Yeah. Personally, I can't think of, a stipulation to put on it anyway. But it should be one.
Two out of three falls. Two out of three falls or something. Just anything. Just any fucking okay. thing. Just like tornado tag. Anything. Anything. Do not just give us a fucking tag match. Whatever. So yeah. Then they give this very short, quick promo of who Jun Akiyama is and why it's important to Bryan Danielson. And that's the thing. And I was like, that... Like, you showed me nothing. You just said, like, he wrestled in DDT. And, like, that wasn't even like, yo, Jun Akiyama is this legend. He was a Triple Crown champion. He was, like, the reason that Eddie fucking loves him is one of his favorite wrestlers. And it's like, oh, like, you didn't go through none of that. Like, you went through none of that in that little promo. And it was like, oh, we're explaining this to people who don't watch. Look, see, we're explaining it. It's like, you explain nothing to no one, because I'm literally sitting there like, I know all his history and you explained nothing. It's like, what the fuck? So then we had a Thunder Rosa match and she fought some girl who had a weird name. And then here's the thing. This is the second, third, fourth time they've done this. So Thunder Rosa wins the match. She looks in the camera and she cuts a promo and she's trying to say something. All of a sudden, as she's cutting this promo, they just cut the camera and it just goes somewhere else. And it's like, when is she ever going to be able to tell her fucking story? Like, because whatever she's saying in the camera, she's trying to say something, and people, like, she's literally like, yeah, I'm back, and I'm trying to fight, and I'm doing it. They just cut the camera. It's like,
I quit. Imagine that.
I mean, that would be funny. But it's just like, why do you keep, like, she's trying to say something, like, maybe she's trying to challenge somebody, but they don't fucking care. It's like, I don't get it.
I'm just about to say that. Those exact words, they don't care.
Yeah, it's so weird. So then we have Stokely, and Stokely just goes off on Sky Blue and Julia Hart, and Chris Statlander and Willow, like, calm him down. And Chris Statlander says, yo, Sky Blue, we're 1-1. How about we have a third match to see who's really better? And I was like, I did not know that you guys were 1-1. That was.
I didn't either. I was just about to ask you, was it true or not?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I was like, it fucked me up. I'm like, all right. So then we had the Bang Bang Scissor Gang come out. And Max Caster starts a rap, and then he goes into the next bar and just completely shuts down. And it was so bad. Like, he shuts down. Like, he literally just stops talking. And then Bear Bronson is like, yeah, come on. Come on. Like, you're saying something about me. And Max just goes, he just waves it off like, yeah, I fucked up. I was like, I'm done.
I think the mic fucked up, actually.
No. It wasn't the mic fucked up. It was him.
It wasn't?
Because he started talking, and then he just, like, kind of babbled his words. He was like, yeah, something, something. And and he stuttered for, like, 3 seconds. He was like, and then all of a sudden, he just, like, stopped talking.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it wasn't a mic. It was him, because he was like, he just started, because remember, he passed the mic to Anthony Bowens, and Anthony Bowens did the Everybody Loves the Acclaim thing.
Oh, that was the same mic. Okay, I thought it was a different mic. Okay.
Because gotcha. He, like, you seen him, he just stopped, and he was just like, and like, Bear Bronson's like, yeah, come on, you're trying to say something. And he's just like, fuck it. And he just passed him the mic, and he went, Everybody Loves the Acclaim. And, like, you could see he was actually frustrated because, like, he's fucked up, and he didn't mean it. It was like, damn, I fucked up. Because, like, the funny part was, like, he started off with, like, saying something because he got in trouble with management for saying a Vince McMahon line on an indie show when they told him not to touch the sexual assault with Vince McMahon. So in his rap, he jokingly says his raps get him in trouble with management. So then from there, he fucked up his line. So we don't know what else he was going to say about Bear Bronson and them. So it was like, oh, okay.
Wow.
So then we had the match. And of course, Daddy Ass, his son, and Switchblade won. Which was, I mean, it was what it was. Like, I didn't see them losing.
I like the part where fucking Switchblade basically took it upon himself, basically destroyed everyone all by himself at one point.
Yeah. Because, I mean, like, he's the best out of the crew.
Yeah. He's the leader.
He should be.
Yeah.
Then they had a Bryan Danielson promo, and he literally cut Eddie Kingston's same exact promo. And I saw so many people online go, this was a really bad Bryan Danielson promo. And I'm like, he literally just cut the same promo Eddie cuts every time he's there. He even said it. He even mentioned it. He's like, is this how Eddie Kingston does his promos? And it's like, he took a shot at Eddie in his promos, and you people are like, oh, this Bryan Danielson promo was bad. It's like, this is what Eddie does. So you're saying what Eddie does is bad. Like, I'm totally confused at what you people think.
But he explained the guy better than, like, AEW did themselves. So
exactly. And that's what made, like, that's the best part about it, was, like, he explained who Jun Akiyama was. But then it's just like, he cut Eddie Kingston promo, and people are like, I don't like this Bryan Danielson promo. It's bad. And it's like, it's the Eddie promo. What are you talking about?
But they love that.
Yeah, it's so weird. So then we had finally, finally, a one-on-one match with Malakai Black. He had his first singles match in over 2 years. Not even joking. In over 2 years, this is his first singles match. That's crazy.
It was long, but damn.
Yeah. And he fought Brian Keefe. And this was a real competitive match. And Malakai Black wins. And it was like, oh, okay, cool. Like, this was a real competitive match. And then all of a sudden, the lights go out. I actually thought the cable fucked up on me. Because, like, it just randomly happened. I was like, what the fuck just happened? And then the lights come back on, and it's Mark Briscoe. Mark Briscoe starts beating the shit out of Malakai, and then the rest of the House of Black comes down, and Mark Briscoe pulls out a spike, and he tries to stab Malakai, but it hits the top turnbuckle, and then they wind up getting Mark Briscoe and beating the shit out of him and leaving him laying, and he walked off. I'm like, oh, shit. So who was his tag partners going to be?
One's obvious, Jay Lethal. Like, we established that a while ago.
Yep.
The second one, I don't know. Like, you guessed on that one, but more than likely it's going to be Jay Lethal because you've been preaching that one for the longest, which is the most obvious one. It makes sense.
Exactly. Like, who the other one is, I don't know, and I hope it's somebody good so, like, they can beat the House of Black and then we can move on. But, yeah. So then we had Serena Deeb come out, and I swear to God, over the last couple of weeks, Serena Deeb has been like a heel. And then all of a sudden she comes out and gives this little girl her like flag and everything. And then she's like a face. And it's like, wait, when did she become a face? Like, when did this happen? Like, I've been watching Collision every week. She's been a heel every week. This week she just deserves to be a face. What the fuck?
Like, she took a shot at both women's champions too. Like, and she got cheered for that, which is weird.
Yeah, and like she beat Lady Frost in like a really good match, but I was very confused at her being the fucking face of the match. And then that promo was also really fucking weird. It's like, yeah, I'm coming at the champions, and it's like they're cheering you. Like, what is happening?
She said something in the fact that I come out here to wrestle. I don't need the whole black and white treatment coming at Tony. I don't need the I'm like to go dark coming at fucking Julia. Something to that level.
But like, it just still baffles me. Like, how is she the face? Like, she's been a heel this whole time.
I think it's the wrestling line. Because remember, AEW is supposed to be the wrestling company. We had a conversation, I think it was last episode. AEW fans don't necessarily care about story like that. They care more about wrestling. So that might be it. I guess.
Dude, I don't know. I really don't know. That's why I'm like kind of confused here. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm just so fucking fucked up with it. It was like, yeah, I'm confused.
Yeah.
So then we had Eddie come out to be on commentary, and then we had Jun Nakayama versus Bryan Danielson, which was a really good match. It was a really, really good match. Fucking awesome. I loved it. And
competitive like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah. Well, fucking right. Like, Jun Nakayama is fucking awesome. And
yeah,
Bryan beats him because, like, of course, you know Bryan was going to beat him. We're going for him going for the Triple Crown, so he had to beat him. So
yeah.
Then we have, like, the handshake between him and Jun Nakayama. And then, like, Bryan just starts talking shit to Eddie. And Jun just slaps the shit out of Bryan. He's like, yo, give him respect and go shake his hand. And Brian's like, listen, I'm not doing that. He's like, I'm so sorry. Let me shake your hand. He's like, I'm so sorry. He's like, he goes to shake his hand, and then he kicks him in the balls. And then Eddie comes in and beats the shit out of Bryan, which brings Claudio in, which then brings FTR in. And I lied to you not, this is exactly what happened. They're fighting. They're literally fighting. They're not done fighting. Matches, like, after match is still going on. Bell's still ringing. Tony Schiavone goes, well, that's crazy because Tony Khan just made a 6-man tag for it this week on Dynamite. What? Like, they're not even stopping. Like, they're literally fighting right now. He's like, after this event, they made a 6-man tag. What? They had the graphic and everything. And then, like, after they finished fighting, they were like, yeah, Tony Khan made this official. It's like, when? Like, what? Like, at what second did Tony Khan go, yep, this is official? Like, I understand that everything is predetermined and people, like, know that. But, like, what the fuck? Like, at least let it breathe before you go, yep, this happened. Like, the fuck are you doing? It's so weird. It's so weird, but they did it.
No, we have to do it now. It's an instant, right now. TikTok, now.
That's what it was. And they announced that trio match. So that's the AEW portion of the weekend. So,
yeah.
So then we had TNA No Surrender. No Surrender. And the first match was the Rascals versus Trent Seven and Mike Bailey. Like, this was a cool-ass match, but the Rascals won. And I was kind of, like, I was kind of shocked because I thought the Rascals wasn't going to win. I was like, all right, the Rascals are not going to win. And I'm like, Speedball and Trent's going to win. But the Rascals, like, pulled out, like, a sneaky-ass victory. I was like, what the fuck? Like, all right. I guess that was a thing.
What happened to Myron Reed? I thought he was signed. Like, he was with them for, like, a second and then disappeared.
Apparently, I don't think he's actually signed. That's the thing. I don't think he's actually signed. So then we had the System versus the Jet Setters. I got their name right this time. They're the Jet Setters.
Yeah.
And, of course, the System beat the Jet Setters because that's setting up for stuff down the line. Then we had Eric Young defeat Frankie Kazarian. And to earn a future title shot later. It's like, okay, Eric Young's going to take on the champion. Hooray.
Yeah.
Now, this, I did not like the finish of this. I didn't like the finish of this because ABC, Austin, Ace Austin and Chris Bay fought James Drake and Zach Gibson, the Grizzled Young Vets. And I'm like, I'm sitting there a whole time just wanting the Grizzled Young Vets to win the tag titles. I'm just wanting them. I'm just sitting there like, yes, come on, do it, do it, do it, do it, do it. Nope. ABC keeps the tag titles. I'm like, okay, dude, okay. Because, like, I love the Grizzled Young Vets. Like, it's nothing against ABC, nothing against them. I'm just a huge Grizzled Young Vets fan, and I'm like, yes, they're going to win the tag titles. No, they're not going to win the tag titles. God damn it. I was pissed.
You don't want to talk to me about them.
Yeah, but when they was in NXT, like, they were so great, and then they put them in the schism, and then they just, like, it killed them personally. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think they're going to have a rematch. Maybe because this was, like, a best out of three match. Like, they had three matches. Mm-hmm. So maybe the next one is actually going to be a two out of three falls match, all in one match, and maybe they're going to win that one.
I hope so.
That's the way I would do it. Yeah.
So then we had PCO versus Khan, and I was like, I was totally lost at this match because, like, I kind of wasn't paying attention. And then the match was over, and I was like, what happened? And it was like, it's a DQ. I'm like, but why? What happened? What happened? And apparently Khan hit fucking PCO with some shit and got DQ'd. I was like, oh, okay, cool. But I was still confused. Still fucking confused.
Here's the funny part. I thought their matches are normally no DQ whenever either one of them wrestles.
Yeah, like, that's why I was, like, super confused. Like, what happened? And then, like, there was no follow-up to, like, yeah, this is it. I was like, oh, okay, well, all right, whatever. I just gave up. So then we had MK Ultra versus the DK. Now, once again, MK Ultra and DK goes viral for the wrong reasons. Like, not because MK Ultra and DK had a great match. They go viral because of Killer Kelly. Once again. It's like, okay, all right. We got to start watching these matches, guys. Like, we can't just, like, not just watch these matches. Nope. This is what we want. All right. okay. That's all I can say. It's like, okay. So then Josh Alexander defeated Simon Gotch, which I didn't think was going to happen. I'm like, oh, Simon Gotch is did showing up.
Did you say MK Ultra won? Like,
yes, I did.
We crossed over. Okay, no. My bad.
MK Ultra won. But yeah, like, Josh Alexander beating Simon Gotch. So, like, Simon Gotch had said he was going to beat the shit out of him. I'm thinking, like, all right, you're going to get this win. Like, they're going to punish Josh Alexander. No, Josh Alexander got the win. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I agree with you.
So, Moose beat Eddie Edwards. And to me, I was like, eh. I mean,
no, Eddie Edwards is his boy. You mean, Alex Shelley.
Yeah, Alex Shelley. Yeah, I don't know why I fucked that up. But the thing is, I'm like, Moose gets the win. I know, like, they're setting up for him and Dolph Ziggler later, and now him and Eric Young. But I'm like, you could have put the title back on Alex Shelley. Like, I would have loved to see Alex Shelley versus Dolph Ziggler, which was like, this would have been a lot better. But
also, the way he lost, too. Because they called it a no-surrender match, which, on intents and purposes, I believe it was a I Quit match, correct?
Yes.
And, fucking Moose puts a chain over his shoulder and kept spearing fucking Shelly over and over again, and he didn't quit. He didn't want to quit, so Kushida threw in the fucking towel. Either it was Kushida, like, or Knight. I forget one it was.
It was Kushida.
Okay.
But here's the thing, right? Mm-hmm. That shouldn't have been a submission. That shouldn't have been for a stoppage. Like, he's just spearing him with a chain. Like what harm is that really doing? It's not really doing much. It's just like bam, 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 and it's not really doing much. It's like, why would you stop it? Like, he's just gonna be holding his stomach for the rest of the match. Like, it's not really a thing. So.
Internal injuries, like, I guess would be a storyline, but yeah, even so, like, I didn't like that ending.
Yeah, it wasn't it to me either. Then we had Jordynne Grace beat Giselle Shaw, which kind of seen that happening. And then we had the main event, which I didn't know this was the main event, because I actually was watching it and thought they forgot this match. I was like, did they forget Mustafa Ali versus Chris Sabin? Like, I literally kept saying that. Like, after the Jordynne Grace match, I was like, wait a minute. Like, Jordynne Grace and Giselle Shaw, like, that's a women's championship match. That's closing the show, right? And then, like, it was over, and I was like, oh, okay, I should turn. And then I was like, it was like, we still got the match, because I totally thought they forgot the match, because they don't usually put X Division matches at the end of the show. That's why I was like,
I can totally tweet you about it.
Yeah, because, like, I was
going to ask you, how do you feel about our boy being in the fucking main event? Like, he actually, like, made it.
Yeah, no, he made the main event, but, like, I didn't think that it was a main event, because I thought they just totally forgot the match, and, like, it was off the show, and they didn't say anything. And then, like, they was like, yeah, exhibition title match, main event in the show. I was like, oh, yeah, thank you. And Mustafa Ali beat Chris Sabin. 1, 2, 3. New champ. I'm happy. Fucking happy.
I like the match. I like the fact that it was the main event. I liked his presentation, too. Like, his whole new gear and all that. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah, he, like, because he looks totally different. And, like, I like that. And he totally makes himself look, I don't know how to describe it. It just looks better, I guess.
For intents and purposes, since it's the main event, like, he looks more of a main eventer. He looks like a big deal, in my opinion. Like, the presentation.
Yeah.
He's not just there.
So, then we had New Beginning Night 1. Well, not then we had, because that had happened previously. But New Beginning Night 1. And so, this is part of Okada's last hurrah. These are his last two matches. So an eight-man tag. And the joke that's going around, especially from, like, a lot of New Japan Twitter and New Japan wrestling fans are like, Okada is basically doing a Hulk Hogan. I'm not putting anybody over while I'm going out. And we're like, okay, let's see if he actually puts somebody over. And he, this first match, he wins. Because I was watching it, and I turned away. I was like, oh, he's going to lose, and they're going to do the whole big thing. Like, oh, goodbye. Rainmaker. I'm like, what the fuck? 1, 2, 3. Okada. I'm like, okay. I'm like, he's definitely not winning tomorrow. He's definitely not winning tomorrow. But, like, holy shit. So Okada gets the win. They have other matches. Like, Just Five Guys had a 10-man tag because that plays into the next night. And then we get into the rest of the fucking show, which was Evil versus Shota Umino. So Evil facing Shota Umino, and they're wrestling. They're wrestling. Shit's going down, and I'm like, okay, cool. This is going to be a good match. Well, I'm thinking Shota's going to win because, like, Tama Tonga had told Shota, yo, I'm leaving. I need you to step up, take the title from Evil. Nope. Fucking Evil screws him over. We had Mayu Iwatani versus, what was her name? God, Mina Shirakawa. She fought Mina Shirakawa. It was a great match. Like, I lied to you not. They started the match. Nobody gave a fuck. By the end of the match, people was like, oh my God, women wrestling on New Japan. This is fucking awesome. Like, you can see the crowd just, like, shift from, like, not giving a fuck to, like, eventually giving a fuck when Mayu won, and it's like, yay! And I'm like, okay.
Awesome.
And the most despicable fucking, well, not the most despicable thing, because that comes right after this, but the first most despicable fucking thing is we have El Desperado versus Sho from the House of Torture. They're having this match. Now, El Desperado gets rid of half of the House of Torture. They're in the match, and they're going. And Sho is just like a little fucking cheater. He just, all he does is fucking cheat. And Despy is fucking awesome. So they get knocked out, both of them on the outside. We get to the 8 count. Sho jumps up, jumps in the ring. Despy finally gets up. He's about to get in the ring. Fucking Rin Narita grabs Desperado's foot. Desperado cannot get in the ring. The count goes to 20. Ding, 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 ding. Oh my God, Sho just won the fucking IWGP Junior Heavyweight title. Because in New Japan, you could win by disqualification of countouts. You could win the title.
Oh, okay.
Fucking Desperado got counted out because of fucking Rin Narita in the House of Torture. I fucking hate those guys. Like, it wasn't even a fucking competitive win. He fucking won because they fucking stole it. They fucking stole it from El Desperado. I fucking hate it. It pissed me off so fucking much. Then we had Tanahashi versus Matt Riddle. And Matt Riddle won the TV title. Not only did he win the TV title, but he winds up making Tanahashi get injured in this match. I was pissed the fuck off. I was fucking pissed because Tanahashi was supposed to be in a match the next night as Okada's tag partner for the 8-person tag match. And it pissed me off. So then after that, the thing that shook it out and made me feel happy was David Finlay versus Nick Nemeth. And David Finlay lost to Dolph Ziggler. And you were right. You were right. I was wrong. I hate Dolph Ziggler's music. I hate his music. Oh. I hate his new music. It is fucking dog shit. I hate it.
And it's funny because that band is actually, like, really good. Like, why couldn't you do something better?
I don't know, man. That shit is just, it's trash. Like, it pissed me off. It's fucking trash, dude. Holy shit.
Because I'm telling the people, you have this thing where a person wins a title and their music makes it good. So I'm asking you right now, did his music make it good for him winning the title? At least, even though it was bad music?
No, it was so bad. Like, he won the title. Like, he won the title, and they're closing the show with this fucking music, and it's awful. I'm like, your music alone makes you not want to win this title. Like, I'm happy for Dolph. Dolph's awesome. I love him. That mm-hmm. music made me so sad. I was like, yeah, I don't like this. Like, I'm watching it, him holding a title, confetti coming down. They're, like, broadcasters talking about him. I'm like, it ain't doing it for me. Like, this music is making me sad. I it's not doing it for me.
So, two questions before we move on. Mm-hmm. One, was the match at least good? And two, was his brother there?
No, the match, his brother was not there. The match was good, but yeah. Okay. So then we go to the next night, and we have Tama Tonga's last match, and it's Tama Tonga and Tongaloa versus Hikuleo and El Phantasmo. And the whole time, everybody's like, where does Jado go? Because Jado is the manager who basically Jado has told the story that the reason he's with G.O.D. and he sided with G.O.D. in the Bullet Club War was because of Haku helping him out when he was younger. And it was like, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. So Jado comes out, and Jado is a referee. And he's like, yeah, I'm going to call this match. So Hikuleo and El Phantasmo come out because they're G.O.D., the new generation. So the old school G.O.D. comes out, and they come out with the face paint in the old G.O.D. music. And they have the match, and Tama Tonga does the right thing by losing to his brother. So, yeah, that was the right thing to do. We're going to get in what the wrong thing to do is in a second. Like, holy shit, the wrong thing to do was not the right thing to do. But, yeah.
So, I can already smell it.
Yeah, it didn't smell very well. Didn't smell very well at all. So we have Okada. Okada's last match. Okada's in this match, and all of a sudden we're like, okay, Okada's gonna win. He's supposed to lose. Okada wins. Okada's last match, he fucking loses. And it's like, I mean, he wins. He fucking wins. Okada fucking wins. And it's just like, dude, like, what the I'm just going to leave it at what the fuck, because, like, later on, he gets exactly what he deserves. But, like, it was like, what the fuck? Like, you won't fucking lose. You won't fucking lose. It's like, nah, I'm not losing. Fuck you. So he goes, winds up on commentary. So now we have L.I.J. versus five guys in singles match. There's five singles matches. Well, not five single matches. There's a couple singles matches. And one of the matches is Hiromu Takahashi versus Doki. And nobody thought Doki was going to beat Hiromu. Doki beat Hiromu. I was like, okay, that's awesome. So then we had Shingo versus Taichi. And for some reason, people was like, oh, I didn't know this match was going to be good. And it's like, dude, every time Shingo and Taichi have a match, they fucking blow it out the water. And they did it again. They fucking killed it. This would have been the match of this series, but there was another match that topped it. But Shingo and Taichi have this match, and Taichi wins. So Taichi, after the match, Okada's on commentary, and Taichi walks over to him and goes, you're leaving? Good. Like, why won't you put over no fucking young talent? Like, you need to get out. I was like, oh my God. I was like, oh my God. Like, you didn't have to say that. So
yes, he did.
No, he leaves. So then we have two young lions that grew up and became something. We have Yota Tsuji and Yuya Uemura. And they're having this match. They both have nice hair. And it's hair versus hair. And they fucking go at it. And it is like, it's one of those things that make me super proud, because I'm like, I've seen these kids as kids. like when they were the fucking Young Lions, when they started in the business and they didn't know shit, and they're having these matches at the very beginning of the show, and people like sometimes skip them, but like if you really like are invested, you watch them because like now you become part of like their legacy. And I'm watching it and I'm so happy, and fucking Yota Tsuji, who should have won the IWGP championship, he should have won the championship, but he didn't. He did beat Yuya Uemura, and now Yuya Uemura has to cut his hair. And he just starts cutting his hair, and Yuya Uemura just grabs his clippers and like, nah, fuck you, I'm going to do it myself. And he just starts cutting his own hair. And it was funny. So then fucking Yota Tsuji gets out. Yota Tsuji gets out. He looks at Okada and walks over to him and goes, is this what the fuck you wanted? And Okada's just sitting there. He's like, is this what you wanted? The funniest part about this, and makes it even worse, was Okada had on the fucking headphones, and Yota Tsuji is yelling at him. And then he gradually takes off the headphone and goes, what? And then he puts the headphone back on after he's yelling at him. And he just, like, no-sells this shit. Like, Yota Tsuji was like, he was like, you're selfish. He was like, you're so selfish. He was like, you wanted this new generation, and you're not even, like, letting anyone beat you. He was like, you're selfish. He was like, what is wrong with you? He's like, this is what you wanted. And like, Yota Tsuji was so pissed off, and he just walked the fuck off. And it's just like, damn, like, nobody, like, everybody's actually pissed off at Okada. I'm like, wow, that's fucked up.
He found out he actually is selfish.
Yeah. And so then we had a match with like Nick Nemeth, and then he basically called out Tanahashi and said he wants to wrestle him for the global title because he got the global title. Then we had the fucking main event. We had Sonata versus Naito. This is a good match, but like, I just really wish that Sonata would be better because he's fucking boring as shit, has no personality, but he's a great fucking wrestler with no fucking personality, no star, no pizzazz, no nothing that makes you go, wow, this guy is great. None of that. None of that.
He's just there.
Just fucking there. And then, so Naito wins. Naito gets it, like, keeps the championship. So Naito looks out, sees Okada, and he's like, yo, come on, man. I know you're leaving. I want to do the right thing. So he gets Okada in the ring. He goes to do the fist bump. Naito spits in his fucking face. Naito spits in his fucking face, and they just start going back and forth. They just start fighting. Okada throws a drop kick, and like Naito, they fuck around, and Naito just like does his pose, and Okada's about to fuck him up. And Okada was like, oh, okay, you weren't serious. You just was fucking with me. You weren't serious. And then like Okada actually leaves the ring, and then Naito actually salutes him. And Okada's like, yeah, all right. But I'm like, God damn, like they really do not fuck with this guy. Like he fucked everything up. Like, god damn.
Wow.
But yeah, like that was like a running joke inside of like our whole like little wrestling Twitter, and it's like, dude, like what the fuck? Like that's kind of fucked up that like you did that and you're an asshole. Like, what the fuck?
Well, at least they ain't got to deal with him no more. He's another company's problem now.
Yeah, I don't know what company. Well, we kind of have a clue of what company, but like, yeah, I don't know. So, yeah, that was a thing.
Yeah.
So, now we get into WWE. Let's go with SmackDown, because we're going to get an Elimination Chamber and how the fuck that all plays out, because it's a lot of shit that's coming out. That's like, it's some changes to things and some not changes to things. Because like, it's some stuff that's like, yeah, like I can see where this is going, and it's like, well, I don't like where this is going. Because, yeah.
Okay.
Because we start off SmackDown with everybody coming into the building, which was actually pre-taped last week. It was pre-taped last week. So if anybody's like, how the fuck did they get from here to Australia in like 2 hours? It's like, no. That's not what happened. This is pre-taped.
And I bet you someone asked that too.
They probably did. Because like, God damn. Like, I saw somebody actually think it was like, I was kind of thinking, how did they get there? And it's like, this is taped. That's why. So it started off with Liv and Tiffany had a match with Bianca Belair outside. And we knew it would like turn into like this shit show because like it's never just like a regular one-on-one match when somebody's sitting outside. It's like, all right, that's a thing. And so this plays into something that happens at Elimination Chamber, which I'm just like, yeah, this is where this is going. This is actually a change in something that I seen that I was like, oh, this is a little different, but okay. So then we just have this match. Tiffy wins, but you know, she fucks with Bianca. I was like, all right. We had Bobby Lashley talking shit to Drew McIntyre, and which actually plays into something that happens later and also plays into something that's in the chamber, which I like, and it made me fucking laugh. Because, like, we can just talk about it right now. Like, Bobby Lashley gets attacked by Karrion Kross, and then Drew McIntyre says, he just looks at him and just, like, basically goes, see, that's what you get for talking shit. Like, it's just that simple. That's exactly what he says.
No. He said, I'll pray for you.
He's such an asshole. He is such an asshole.
Because I remember, like, texting you, like, I'm going to say that to people I don't like anymore. I'll pray for you.
That's so fucked up. So
you're going to wind up putting down a t-shirt. Watch.
I hope not, but that's the thing. So then we had a promo, the first promo on television of Shanti D'Adonis and Cedric Alexander. This is the first one they had on television because they had one of them last week, but it was only on digital. It wasn't on television. Now this one is on television. So they're going with them as a tag team. Still waiting for them to split up the fucking tag titles. Jesus Christ. Like, just, it's so irritating. Like, you have all of this stuff right here, perfectly set up, and you're like, nah, I'm not going to touch it. So, we had a backstage with Jimmy and Roman. And Roman's like, yo, who called up that play for you to go to Raw to fuck up your brother? And Jimmy's like, the wise man did. And Roman's like, no, the wise man didn't. I did. Nothing goes through me. I was the one who called that. He was like,
no, but so, right before that, he was like, so you're going to snitch on him? Like, that's fucked up. Like, either way, he's kind of in trouble.
Yeah. So Roman basically told him, you did good, but everything comes through me. I'm the head of the table. I run shit. I was like, yeah, I don't think you do. I don't think you do.
So there's someone over you.
So then they stopped. They stopped everything they were doing because the wise man was sent to go get Grayson Waller. It was like, oh. And you know what pissed me off? Like, that didn't play into anything the next day. Like, it didn't play in anything. And we'll get to that in a second.
Yeah.
We had Bron Breakker kill Dante Chin, which Hand 2.0 was a thing because he got face paint. So, yeah, that's kind of setting up for the stuff.
I was just about to ask you, do you think it's going to set up for stuff later?
Yeah, it's definitely setting up for stuff later. So,
okay.
Then we had New Catch Republic versus Jordan Devlin and Dominic. And of course, you know, I'm not calling him JD McDonough because it's literally Jordan Devlin McDonough. Yeah. It's Jordan Devlin McDonough if you stretch it out. So I'm just calling him Jordan Devlin.
That's why I laughed when you said it, because like it hit me. You're right.
And then we had Electra Lopez talk to LWO, and she was like, yeah, y'all fucked up. Y'all should have just came to our side. And he was like, yeah, well, we want to be with Ray. He was like, oh, okay, cool. And didn't get their asses beat by Legado del Fantasma. Like, yeah, that's your fault. You should have just joined. You should have just stayed with them. Like, what the fuck?
Like, I was trying to think, like, what would happen if they would have stayed? But maybe Los Lotharios would have been with Ray, opposite.
Or they just all could have been one big crew, but, you know. And also, once again, two tag teams that need tag team titles on a show. Like, come on, man. Yeah. Like, they got to break these belts up. They got to break them belts up somehow, because this is getting annoying.
100%.
Yeah. Because, like, you can have one tag team champions, like, hold the title for a long time. That would be cool. But if you had another set of belts where people can just, like, win them and just go back and forth, that would be even better. But, like, come on, man. Like, this is too annoying. With both sets of titles on one team, it's not working for me.
That's why I never liked the idea of unifying shit to begin with.
Like, unifying it is, like, if... The singles title, yes, unifying it makes sense, but tag titles, no, because you have so many tag teams. Like, the singles title makes sense because, like, you have a bunch of people going for this one thing. Like, AEW, like, having singles titles, like, it makes sense because, like, you're going for this, like, this one thing. But the thing here is, like, WWE has, like, the lineage thing where you're trying to break these lineage records, and it's like, all right, we're eviscerating these records. And it's like, once those records are broken, everything just go back to normal, not hot potato where they just, like, oh, this person wins the title, this person wins the title. It'll be reigns, but it won't be, like, long reigns. Because, like, it'll be over, but, like, it's giving stuff prestige. For, like, the person who wins it, be like, yeah, I beat the longest reigning, blah, blah, blah. Perfect. But, like, titles are going to be shifting back to normal once records are broken, which is needed.
And so, probably by then they'll make up the titles, too. So
I hopefully hope so. So then we get the backstage with the douchebag crew, which is Logan Paul, Austin Theory, and Grayson Waller.
I like that.
Like, Kevin Owens says he's going to beat the shit out of Logan Paul on the Elimination Chamber, which hilariously stuff does happen, which is funny. So then we get the Street Profits versus AOP. And of course, AOP just, like, dominates the shit out of Street Profits to the point where it's like, well, what's the point? What the fuck is the point?
There's no point.
It's none. So we get Dakota Kai faking an injury. She's like, damage control attacked me. My knee. Oh. Bailey comes in to look at her. It was like, what happened? She's like, they got me. I was walking or something and they just punched me. My knee came out. Like,
nah. I text you one word, liar. And you're like, dude, I literally screamed that.
Because, like, it's like, as soon as I seen her hobbling, and she's like, damage control. I'm like, you liar. Like, that didn't happen. You're perfectly fine.
I said the same thing.
And the funny part is, like, they literally go at the end of the night. They were like, yeah, well, Nick Aldis has made this tag team match for next week. Bailey and Dakota Kai versus Io and one of the Kabuki Warriors. And I'm like, first off, she just got attacked, and you're just going to throw her in a tag match? That's your solution? Like, that was your solution? That's it?
Like, I think it's Kairi. They both teamed up with Kairi before.
Well, I think it is. But it's like, what the fuck? Like, what made that happen? It fucking pissed me off.
And plus, to be realistic, fucking Dakota's quote unquote hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
How is she able to go within a week? You know what I mean? Because she's had this long term injury. And like, you know what I mean? They beat her up again while she's quote unquote still hurt, right? How she's able to wrestle next week.
Exactly. It makes no fucking sense. It's just it's idiotic. It was just a dumbass thing. It was just dumb.
Like if anything, and like still have the betrayal there, because I see the betrayal happening that night. I'm mm-hmm. pretty sure you agree with me, right? Have it be a one-on-one match between, let's say, Bayley and Kari. And just have damage control in Kari's corner and fucking Dakota in Bayley's corner. Simple as that.
Like, I like the tag team, like, the tag team dynamic, but I don't want her to turn next week because, like, we still have a bunch of weeks before WrestleMania. So I want her to, like, have this tag match. They win, but, like, Dakota does nothing. She doesn't even get in the match because Bayley's like, yo, you're hurt. I'm not going to do it, but, like, I at least want you to have my back. And, like, Dakota just does, like, one thing, just, like, push one of them, and then, like, they look like keep that going where Bayley's like, oh, maybe you are my friend. And then like 2 weeks before Mania, like Dakota just totally turns on her. Cause I would rather be like closer to Mania. So like Bayley can have this shock factor of like, there's nobody in my corner. Like everybody hates me type thing. And then like eventually gets the win.
Yeah, because we're nowhere near Mania per se. What is it, like 40 something days or so?
Yeah, it's like 42 days or something as of this recording. So,
yeah.
Then we get into the main event. We get LA Knight versus Drew McIntyre. And then it turns into a clusterfuck, and everybody comes out and just beats the shit out of everybody. Sets up for Elimination Chamber, more or less.
So, the weirdest spot. That mm-hmm. whole like clusterfuck, as you said, Logan mm-hmm. Paul doing some type of weird ass kick. I swear he was trying to do fucking what is it, the blackout, black mass, whatever the hell, Aleister Black's move. I swear he tried to do that and botched it because it looked ugly.
I'm not gonna lie, I think that's exactly what he did. I think this is exactly what he did.
It just looked horrible, like. He needs to stick to copying fucking Hangman's moves instead of going for somebody else's moves.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was that. So, then we had Elimination Chamber. And so to all the people who were like, yo, was Bronson Reed not there, blah, blah, blah. Bronson Reed, literally, I'm not even joking, as this is going on, like, as everything is going on, right as it's going on, Bronson Reed just 5 o'clock in the morning tweets, yo, I couldn't be there, but my wife just had a baby. And like Triple H is like tweeting him and just like congratulating him. And I'm like, yeah, but you guys just said like WWE just left them off. Like, oh, wow. Like you guys were wrong.
That's awesome. Congratulations to him.
Yes, because like it was so weird because it happened exactly as like the show was going on, like exactly like beat for beat, like 5 o'clock in the morning. He just tweets, yeah, like my wife just gave birth, and like Hunter's just congratulated him. Was like, yo, he's like, I'm glad that you're a father and all of this stuff, and was like, oh, good for you guys. Yeah,
why did you do it in his voice?
I don't know. It just seemed right. So then another thing where like people immediately like jumped down WWE's throat was like, you guys didn't put Indy Hartwell on the thing because Indy's from Australia. And what do you know? They put Indy on the match because Indy and Candace had a tag team title match on the pre-show. And it was awesome because Indy got to be in Australia and have a match.
And she was over as shit in that match, too.
Yes. The funny part was, like, they lost, but, like, they cheered the fucking shit out of her.
Yes.
And so then we get into the actual show. And speaking of somebody getting cheered, I did not see this coming. Dude, Tiffany Stratton was over? What?
Yeah, how about that?
It was so weird because, like, the show's, like, they're, like, everybody's coming out one by one, and then Tiffany comes out, and the crowd pops huge. And I'm like, the fuck? Like, do y'all think that this is one person when it's, like, somebody totally different? No, it was for Tiffany, and it's like, what? Every time she would do a move, they would pop for this for her moves. I was like, what is happening? Like,
weird thing, right? Uh-huh. So that SmackDown, right? Me and you noticed they changed her music, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But then during the fucking press conference, they changed it back.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But then during the Elimination Chamber, it was the new music again.
Yes.
What the fuck?
I have no fucking clue. Like, I have no clue. That's why I just was like, I just, like, soon as I heard the new music, I just totally just disregarded. I was like, okay, maybe I'm just super sleepy because I've been up all day. Maybe that's it. Maybe that's the reason. Like, there's no other reason that this music is different. Because it was different music the other day. That was different music. Maybe that's it. Maybe it's because I've been up too long. I'm just going to chalk it up.
No, I noticed it too.
Yeah, because it fucked me up. I was like, what? She just had different music. What is happening? Like, I just like, yeah, I give up. It's I've been up too long. So Bianca Belair was the first person eliminated. I'm going to talk about that later, why I didn't like that at all. She was the first person eliminated. Well, I mean, no, Bianca wasn't the first person. Naomi was the first person. See, now that even lends more credence to what I was going to say later on.
I know where you're going at with it too.
Yeah, she was the first person eliminated. So I was like, okay, that's kind of fucked up. Naomi did some cool stuff. Then Tiffany got eliminated by Bianca Belair, which a lot of people's like, boo, because that happened. So to me, immediately, that's setting up Tiffany Stratton and Bianca Belair at WrestleMania. That's what I'm going. Like, okay, that's going to be a WrestleMania match.
Raquel, yeah, this will look a good match.
Yeah, Raquel gets eliminated. So now we're just down to Bianca, Liv, and Becky. So Bianca gets pinned, and the crowd fucking loses it because I'm like, okay, like, yeah. And then Liv gets pinned right away, and Becky wins. Everybody's happy Becky wins. Like, okay. All right.
I mean, we already knew she was going to win. So.
No, it was, like, completely predictable. So yeah. Then we have New Catch Republic, and they come out with music. I was like, wait, you guys have music together? Like, the fuck? They have music together. They have their on-screen thing. They have everything. I'm like, okay. And they lose. They fucking lose to the Judgment Day. Like, of course they were supposed to lose to the Judgment Day, but like, what the fuck? Like, I mean, they have music and everything. I feel like they definitely have to do something. Like, they have to do something with these tag belts because, like, they're a whole tag team now. It's like, yeah, they got to do something. So I have no idea what happened to Finn's finger because Finn said his thumb got fucked up. And people are pointing to, oh, it was because of the Pete Dunne thing. It wasn't the Pete Dunne thing. It wasn't the Pete Dunne thing. Because
he always did that spot.
Yeah. So something happened. I don't know where it happened, but Finn's finger was fucked up. And, like, I'm trying to look at it because, like, on the top of his thumb, like, it was a cut. And I'm like, oh, maybe his thumb is poking through his hand or something. But, like, it wasn't. But I don't know what happened. But I know his thumb was fucked up. And then he even tweeted. He was like, yeah, I'm only tweeting with one thumb. I'm like, well, what the fuck happened to his thumb? Like, I don't even – there wasn't even a spot where something happened. I'm like, what happened? Like I'm literally trying to figure that shit out. It fucked me up, but yeah, like that was a thing. So now Judgment Day are just waiting for their sweet release of Awesome Truth. Yeah. Whatever. So
never talk about wrestling and say sweet release.
Yeah. So then we get the Grayson Waller effect, and Austin Theory comes out and just starts talking shit about Australia. Then he brings out Grayson Waller, and Grayson Waller is over. He does a shoey with some dude from Taya Tuivasa from UFC. He does a shoey with him, and Grayson Waller is like super excited. Then they bring out Seth Rollins. Then they bring out Cody Rhodes. Both of them get pops and pyro. Like, oh, cool. That's cool, I guess. And
you notice, like, Seth, like, vaguely kind of, like, throwing shots, though, every time he gets a pop. Like, yeah, there's a pop. Like, Roman said he doesn't get pops.
That's his new thing. Like, Roman started that, and that's his new thing. Because he's been doing that, like, when Rock came out one time and he was like, yeah, no pop. Because that's his new thing, just like pointing out people's pops. I was like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, it's funny.
And like they start talking and Austin Theory just basically starts doing Roman Reigns propaganda. Like, yeah, put your ones up for the tribal chief. Yeah, this for the tribal chief. He's like, yeah, why you guys don't like the tribal chief? And he just like start fucking dick riding for Roman Reigns. And it's like, oh, okay. Like that's what he got you there for. And then Seth says, I'm very close to being fully healed. So whoever wins the Elimination Chamber is gonna have to deal with me at WrestleMania. And I was like, okay. All right, that was your big announcement. All right. Like, I was like, all right, so what's... And then they turn to Cody and like, Cody, what do you have to say? And Cody just goes, I want to face The Rock one-on-one. It's like, okay, anytime, any place. Okay, Cody. All right. That's not happening until August. Relax. He's like, no, I want to face him. And then Seth says, you don't have to do it alone. I got your back. And it's like, dude, everything that you just said and the way you just said it did not give me any, yeah, you got my back. He just walks up to him. You don't have to do this alone. I got your back. Yeah, I don't trust you now. I really don't trust you now. Like everything about that was like, yeah, I don't fucking trust you. Like, I don't trust you at all.
But he does got his back. I mean, that's where the knife is, where he's going to stab him at. You know, the back's right there.
Yeah, because this, like, totally was like, oh, yeah, like, you're going to fuck him over. You're definitely fucking him over. So then we get to the main event, Elimination Chamber. Well, actually, I forgot that Austin Theory got his ass kicked. He got curb stomped by Seth Rollins and Cody cuttered. So, yeah, that happened.
With the most important part, Austin Theory just sat there and watched. I mean, Austin Theory, fucking Grayson Waller just sat there and watched.
See, you can't tell them apart.
Yeah.
But wait,
as soon as I did it, I knew you were gonna call me out.
You know why he doesn't give a fuck, right? Because one, Austin,
it's two reasons. One, because mm-hmm. Austin was talking shit. Mm-hmm. That's what he was about to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And two, he basically is gonna be put in a 2-on-1 situation. He ain't stupid.
Yeah, because like he shouldn't have been talking shit about Australia.
Yeah.
That's what he gets.
Yep.
So then we had the men's Elimination Chamber. And I'm just like, I'm not going to go through every elimination, but I'm just going to go through like the highlights of this shit. So Logan Paul is in his pod. Logan Paul has a Sharpie and just writes on the fucking window, Kevin sucks, and makes like this fat blob. So that was one thing. So LA Knight gets in and he's slamming Drew's head into different pods. So he slams it into Kevin's pod and Kevin is like at the same time as his as Drew's head is getting put into the thing, he's punching it. That was funny. So
yeah.
Then like they like people are getting in the pods and then everybody's getting in. Lashley is the first one out. So Lashley and Naomi, the first two out of the Elimination Chamber on Black History Month. Hunter, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing, Hunter? The fuck?
I didn't write it.
Bullshit. This fucking bullshit. Did they both get eliminated first? Fucking hate you. Black History Month is going to take two black people out first on the Elimination Chamber. I hate you, Hunter. But back to the match. So now people are getting in, and Logan Paul is the last one in. Logan Paul, I lied to you that this was one of the funniest spots. Logan Paul was like, yeah! He's like, I'm getting ready to get in. And he turns, and he's looking at the crowd. He turns around. Everybody had got knocked down previously, and he turns around, and Kevin Owens is right there at the door. And Logan Paul's face just changed from, like, happy to, oh, shit, I'm going to die. And he just starts frantically trying to grab the glass to make sure he doesn't get in. Kevin just gets in there and beats the dog shit out of him. Kevin just fucks his ass up. That shit was so good. So Kevin Owens
gets, hilarious.
Kevin gets beat. He's out of there. Like, I don't even remember who beat him and put him out. And Randy comes in. Randy does the Randy DDT, and Randy goes down on the fucking the metal grate. And Randy just is holding his back, and he's on the ground the whole time. And I'm literally just biting my nails because I'm like, oh my God, he hurt his back. He re-injured his back. Dude, We have to give Randy all of the flowers because Randy Orton is fucking perfectly fine. We have to give him all of the fucking flowers. This motherfucker made me and everybody else go, oh my God, he hurt his back. Like, oh no, he just came back. He's injured. Everybody literally was losing their fucking shit. Randy Orton fucking worked the shit out of all of us. Worked the shit out of all of us.
Gotta love Randy.
Yes. So after Kevin Owens gets eliminated, Bobby Lashley is still in there. And all of a sudden, AJ Styles just comes out of nowhere and fucks up LA Knight. And LA Knight gets eliminated. So now, more LA Knight and AJ Styles stuff.
Yep.
I'll tell you about something that I have a theory of what's going to happen. I heard something supposedly got leaked, which is like something that throughout the day, more people, including myself, had think. So I'm going to get into that in a minute. So then we get down to the last three. It's Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Drew McIntyre. And Logan Paul is loading up the knuckles to hit somebody. And Randy comes out of nowhere, RKOs him, pins Logan Paul. Logan Paul, like, gets back up and knocks the shit out of Randy Orton so Drew can get the win. Drew gets the win. Drew's going to WrestleMania. Logan Paul knocked out Randy Orton. So
he took way too long to fucking, like, load up the fucking thing, though.
It was funny because, like, once he started loading it up, the loading up the punch, I'm like, he's getting RKO'd. Like, soon as he did, like, the second one, instead of just, like, hitting somebody, I'm like, yeah, he's getting RKO'd. And that's exactly what happened. So that happened. Now Drew's going to WrestleMania. And then we had the biggest celebration for Mommy. And Mommy was on top because her and Nia Jax had the main event. Mommy's family was out there. Her whole family was out there. And it was very cute and happy because Rhea won. She won in her hometown. It was awesome. So now she's going to WrestleMania.
I think they said it was her mom, dad, and sister.
Yep.
Might have been more relative, but that's who they said.
Yeah, that's exactly who it was. And I lied to you not twice this happened to me. They panned to the crowd and showed her sister. And I was like, the fuck? She looks so familiar. They showed a picture of her back. Look, they showed a picture of her backstage. Like, I'm not even joking. They showed a picture of her backstage, and she was standing next to Rhea. And I was like, oh, they did one of those cool things where they showed her before and after her transformation. Like, when she was the blonde girl from before, and now she's, like, this brunette. I'm like, wow, like, I can't believe they did that. Like, and then, like, I look closer, and it's her sister. I was like, Jesus Christ, she looks exactly like her when she was younger. Like, she looks so much like her, because I was like, they did this cool thing. No, they didn't do no cool thing, idiot. Like, that's her sister. Like, her sister looks just like her before she went to mommy mode. I was like, what the fuck? Like, god damn.
Question.
Answer.
Like, as she's doing her entrance and whatever, right? Mm-hmm. Like, she's interacting with fans or whatever, like, she's a face. Mind you, she's supposed to be a heel, quote-unquote, even though she's over shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's interacting with this one guy that had the Australian flag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, me personally, I never saw the guy's face, because I swear he covered his face the whole time with the flag. I swear it, I was Buddy Matthews, if for those of you that don't know, her fiancé, husband, mm-hmm. whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I swear it was him on camera.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right or wrong about that?
I'm just going to say, you're an idiot. Like, you're an idiot. Because I literally just went down to the collision thing where House of Black was there. And there's no way in hell that he could be in Australia and back in America within hours. There's no way. No, there's no way that could happen. So, like, he was not there. That was just some random guy. And the dude didn't have his face covered either. Like, he didn't have his face covered. It was just some dude.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, hey. But like, Buddy was here and Buddy was tweeting while she was, like, in the ring. And then, like, he showed up on Collision later on. So, yeah.
Because he's from there too, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, no, they're both from Australia.
Okay.
So, yeah. So there's a leak card out there. And, like, I'm going to read you off what some of the stuff on the leak card is. But, like, most of the stuff is stuff that we already knew was going to happen. That's why it's, like, kind of a, like, not a leak, but, like, kind of a, whatever. Because it's Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, which we know is going to happen. Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth for the titles, we know is going to happen. Jade Cargill versus Nia Jax, which makes perfect sense. It makes perfect sense, like, Jade can get a big thing against Nia Jax. That makes perfect sense. Now, here's the thing where, like, this also makes perfect sense. A ladder match for the U.S. title, which is Logan Paul, Kevin Owens, AJ Styles, LA Knight, Bob Lash, and Karrion Kross. Now, this is where I see something wrong, because Randy Orton is not listed on this ladder match, which Randy Orton will be in whatever multiple person match they're going to have for the U.S. title. That's a thing.
Yeah.
And then we have the Kabuki Warriors versus Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, Katana Chance and Caden Carter, and Indy and Candice. I do see also a multiple person women tag match, but I don't see Liv and Raquel being a team, because I kind of see Liv teaming up with somebody else, like, which is like a weird thing, but I see her teaming up with Tegan Knox.
I kind of see that too, actually, now that you said it. And not to mention, like, there was a spot in the Elimination Chamber where like, Liv basically destroyed Raquel and whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't think, like, they're friends. They fought before, but I don't think after that spot, they're coming back from there.
Exactly. So I'm kind of thinking it'll be Liv and Tegan if they go that way in a tag match. And plus, also, you have Shayna and Zoe who really want the tag titles, and they were pissed off that they didn't get the tag title match. So that's another thing. And then they have Rock and Roman versus Cody and Seth. That was night one. And I'm like, that, like, everything there kind of sounds perfectly, like, it all makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah.
So then we have Drew versus Sammy versus Seth for the world title. And I'm just like, no. Like, no, that's not how it should go. That's not how it should go. And people are like, yeah, no, that should. But so on Steven Larson, like, they have like this hot take thing. Someone said specifically what we said on a podcast. Thank you, listener, who put that out there. With Sami Zayn winning the world title at Money in the Bank is more plausible than him having this match at WrestleMania. Like, it's more plausible.
Yeah.
Like I said, the only way that he should be inserted in this match, if Drew 100% is not coming back, if Drew signed a contract, let it just be Seth and Drew. Let it be Seth and Drew. Drew wins the title. Sammy wins it in Money in the Bank. If, only if Drew is like, I'm done, I'm not coming back, I just want to thank you guys for like everything you did. I'm going to wrestle WrestleMania in like one more show, blah, blah, blah. Then you put Sammy in there to have him win the title. Like, and him finally beating Drew and then moving on. That's the only way you do it. Like,
yeah.
If he signed, no. If he's not signed, yes. That's the only way.
And that still hasn't been established yet, right?
Yeah, that hasn't been established. But the funny part is, like, I don't want it to be established, especially if they just go with, like, just a one-on-one match, and it's, like, super not established, where we're all just in confusion, like, is he or isn't he? That's what I want.
Yeah, that's way better. I prefer surprises like that.
Yes. And then we have Jimmy versus Jay, which is basically signed. And then we have Gunther versus Chad Gable, which, like I said, they were heating Chad Gable and Gunther up recently on the house show. So, yeah, I kind of see this being a thing, too.
Yeah, you said that last episode.
Yeah, and then Bianca and Tiffany, like, that makes sense. And Dakota versus EO. I mean, not Dakota versus EO. Bailey versus EO. And then Roman versus Cody. That's it. Like, all of that makes sense. Like, none of that is, it doesn't seem bad. Like, it doesn't seem like, oh, it's out of the ordinary. The only thing is Randy Orton being left off. Like, that's it.
Yeah, unless they go with what he wants, which I don't know how, like, if they could do it, him versus Cena. That's the only way they would leave him off the multiple man match.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way, but, like, I don't know if the Cena thing is going to happen, but, like, if that's a thing, then, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. Like, it doesn't seem like it's going to happen, so it may not. So put him in the multiple man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, like, that's, like, kind of what people are saying is the thing. And so ZSJ, I almost said it the British way, ZSJ, but ZSJ is in DDT. Like, he just popped up in DDT for no reason. Like,
I was about to ask you, like, isn't he their television champion? No, but he was recently the New Japan television champion.
Yeah. He's basically the New Japan guy, but this is the first time, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's the first time he's been in DDT. Like, I think so. I think, I'm not sure. I don't remember him being in DDT. I know he was in Noah because that's where I first, like, found out who he was in Noah. So, like, him being in DDT's, I don't know. I think this might be new. It might be new.
Awesome.
But, yeah, but a lot of stuff is happening in Japan because, you know, things happen. Like, things happen, just like things happen in WWE and AEW. So,
yep.
Yeah, this, like, this has been a long, long fucking weekend because a lot of stuff happened. So, yeah. Any last words before we go into next weekend, which is more hype to get to WrestleMania?
I'm fucking tired. That's all I gotta say.